Well, folks, we are enjoying Anderson Valley, and we are in a little town called Boonville. And Boonville, I learned yesterday, has its own language. Now, maybe Heather McKelvey can tell us about that, but I know what she's going to tell us about, and that is Philo Ridge Vineyards and their wines. It's great to meet you, and it's time to talk wine and food.
It's nice to meet you. Thanks for having us. We're very ecstatic to be here. Boonville does have its own language. It's called Boontling. It was created, I think, more than 100 years ago because the men didn't want the women necessarily knowing what they were talking about, but the women figured it out pretty quick.
That seems to be happening all over again. Philo Ridge Vineyards has a tasting room right here in Boonville, and Anderson Valley has really hit the heights here in the last 10 years. It's really exciting to see what's going on up here. Great wines, and we have two of them in front of us.
So the first is very dry Gewurztraminer. It comes from Farrington Vineyards. It is a very rich wine. A lot of people think Gewurztraminer is automatically sweet, but dry Gewurztraminers actually make great wines, especially with food, spicy foods.
Well, you know, it's real interesting that everybody says Anderson Valley is Pinot Noir, but I really relate to the Alsace wines because they are outstanding from here now.
Anderson Valley, because of its cool temperatures during the night, during summer, as well as its warm days, Pinot Noirs and Alsatian whites just grow beautifully up here.
We have two wines that we're going to be tasting right now, and the other is?
The other is a Viognier. And the Viognier actually does not come from Anderson Valley. It comes from over the hill in Ukiah. Viognier likes warm days and warm nights. And it's a very interesting wine because when we bring it in, for it to be ripe, you have to have the seeds brown. And when the seeds are brown, very often it comes in at 26, 27 Brix, which is very high Brix for it to be fully ripened. So we do a little bit of Jesus juice back.
Interesting. Well, they're beautiful wines, and they're beautiful food wines.
With a Gewurztraminer, I would probably do something very much like an Asian dish. A Thai would be wonderful. Something even spicier would be great. With the Viognier, it's one of those interesting wines that red wine drinkers like. So you could actually pair it with anything that a Pinot Noir or a red wine would go with. And it's ripe. It's a very big wine. So that will go nicely with some salmon or some chicken.
I think we have our work cut out for us here. We have some great wine and great food suggestions. I think it's time for us to get to cooking.
Thank you. I think it's time.